The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is brought to you by Marquee Sports Network.
Waddle and Sylvie weekdays 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
We're ready for some football. Are you? 312-332-3776.
Hell yes.
Guess who's back in the First Midwest Bank studio today?
Yeah, you guys, you kids behaving? I mean, is everybody on the same page? Should we have a family fight? Is it all good?
What's... Don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, everything. Nothing's changed since you've been away.
Dad went away and left the 14-year-old.
Pick up that stuff on your floor.
Let's say he left the 15-year-old in charge, and we got into the liquor cabinet.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
Well, all I ask is that you fill a liquor bottle back up before you're done. That's all.
Oh, we definitely did.
Water?
Listen, it's not our problem that the neighbor next door called the cops on us.
We took a little bit out of each bottle, just so you wouldn't notice, like a tiny bit out of each one.
Which bottle? Which bottle did you use?
All the bottles.
All the bottles. Okay. We good?
Listen, I can appreciate that. I can totally appreciate that.
All I could picture is you, and when you go away, you go underground. And I could picture you, if you had heard any of what went on last week, saying, you know what, I leave for a day or two, and everything goes to hell.
No, I believe it was Wednesday. Is that when all this started? Was it Wednesday? Tuesday? I don't know when
it was. It was Wednesday.
I got a text message after the show, and it was just Waddle going, what the blank is going on at the station?
All it was is he went on and he called Mitch a bust, Cap. Our buddy Cap, my friend Cap, your friend Cap, everyone's friend Cap.
Our friend and colleague Cap.
Yeah, and like they made a bit out of it by playing the breaking news theme.
Pom, 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 pom.
So then we replayed that, and then we're like, hey, this calls for the unbanning of audio, possibly. And we made it a Twitter poll question, should we unban the banned audio when he apologized to Birdfish and dogs and cats and everything like that.
Right.
And he got mad over that. And then I was the target. Even you were. You weren't even here. You weren't even a part of it.
Yeah, that's cool. I know.
You became a target. And then, of course, Black and Abdallah became targets
as
well.
Oh, yeah. The little guys from Libertyville or whatever he calls you guys, the young guys from Libertyville?
Yeah.
For the record, both taller than him.
And then on Friday,
not hard to be.
And then it went away on Friday. And then I got an invite.
Just when I thought I was out.
Yeah, like
you
Friday night.
Back in.
I got a text Friday night and said, "Hey, why don't you come on the show and we could spar on Monday?" And I'm like, "Cool, all right. If you're gonna ask me to come on, I'll come on."
Then he pooped in a bag and lit it on fire on your front step on Saturday.
No, that was until this afternoon.
Okay,
the flaming bag of poop wasn't
Did
there.
Did you get your lunch, by the way?
No.
Oh, it's gonna be poop in a bag. It's gonna be poop in a bag. I don't know if it's Yoshi or maybe it's Caps.
Oh, yeah, maybe it's his own. And then everything was good, and he even tweeted last night, like, pack a lunch, and like, what did he say?
Bring a platoon, I think, was the other request.
And then I'm like, well, what does that mean?
I know,
like,
the pack a lunch phrase. I mean,
yeah,
that's an oldie
lunch,
but a goodie.
So
yeah.
I needed an army behind me. Is that what he was saying?
I guess.
And so I'm like, okay.
I think it started in the dirt, and wasn't it kind of... There was somewhat of a wick that was lit yesterday with the reference to the, it's really quiet out there. All those that wanted Cam Newton and Andy Dalton around here. Was that part of the banter?
No, that's part of what went on today.
Okay.
We'll replay.
Right.
I brought that. Look, you know that bothers me. Like, I've brought that up on the show the past week or two. And like what Cap has said is that we need his show because we don't have any content. And I love our radio station. I love
Cap. That's mean-spirited.
Right. And I love Cap and Jay Hood. When I hear something asinine, I like to bring up asinine stuff.
Yee-haw!
So like, and I brought that up in the past that, like,
hurt myself.
I just, like, and it was part of what I thought we were sparring today. And I'm like, don't rail on the guys who want Cam Newton and want Nick Foles and want Andy Dalton because your general manager who you back is it put us in this position. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we want a solution is what we want.
Right, and I'm just saying that if you're going to bark and bark and bark on the stoop, if you're going to stand out there and bark and bark and bark, and someone barks back, don't run in the house with your tail between your legs because someone just barked back at you when you've been barking for years and years and years.
Shots fired again!
That's all. That's been my only point. So, but we got Bears football today.
Yes, we do. You made a mistake in the tease, though. The whole crew here is not picking the Bears tonight.
Oh, I thought we were.
I don't want to set the show off.
Who's
on
the
hater? That'd be yours truly. I am not picking the Bears to win tonight. Now, while all of you guys were picking the Bears to lose to the Bucs, I was picking the Bears to win.
I thought I knew you because last week I said, yeah, I know Tom Waddle, and I feel like he knows the Bears as a dog. They're a good cover.
I've already bet them. Bet them plus 10 and under 50. I put a little teaser-roo together. But I don't like the matchup. I don't like it at all. Listen, would I be shocked if the Bears won? No. You know what I think we've learned over the last 7 weeks, honestly, is that there is no super team in the NFC. None. Like, everyone's got a flaw. I think, Sylvia, you and I were talking about the Seahawks, and I said to you, the Seahawks ain't winning jack diddly poo with that defense. And you made a good point. Well, maybe that will improve between now and the end of the season. Well, last night what you saw was just that. There was no pass rush. That's a Seahawks offense that I think can win a Super Bowl. You're not winning one with that defense. The point I'm making is outside of the Bucs, a team that the Bears beat a few weeks ago, there aren't many teams that don't have some flaws. Like I like the Packers. Packers got pounded by the Bucs. Bears beat the Bucs. So therefore, no, I'm not going to use the transitive property of anything. I'm just saying to you right now, you know, there is no super team in the NFC, which is good for our guys.
I would switch it to the NFL, Waddle. Why wouldn't you say, who's the super team?
I don't think Kansas
City's not a super team right now.
Yeah, but you know when playoff time comes that's you're going to struggle to beat them. I mean, the Steelers are undefeated. The Steelers are undefeated. The Ravens, they're your Super Bowl pick. They got pounded by the Chiefs, but that's a great football team.
That's what I mean. Like, they're all flawed. Aren't they all flawed?
They are, but there are fewer flaws in the AFC than there are the NFC. Like, look at, are you scared by the New Orleans Saints? I respect them. Are you scared by them?
No, they screwed me again. They didn't cover.
The Bucs, I mean, like, Tom Brady he's proven, like, here's an example. I was wrong about Brady kind of losing it. Like, I was on the bandwagon that not only was it a Patriots problem last year inside that offensive huddle, Tom Brady was part of it. Well, what we've seen so far really is, outside of forgetting what down it is, Tom Brady's still dropping dimes.
Right.
So there's
an
example.
He's got weapons and he's got an offensive line, too.
Admitting you're wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, like, the Seahawks aren't a super team. The Cardinals aren't a super team. The Rams aren't a super team. The Niners aren't a super team. There's a whole lot of dog poop in a basket in the East. The Titans, the Chiefs, the Steelers, the Ravens, like, I'd put all of those teams ahead of most every team in the NFC. So I'm just telling you, I think in the NFC, there's no super team in week 7. That could all change. You're right. Seattle could. I don't know how they're going to improve dramatically on defense, but they could. The Bears could improve, hopefully, dramatically on offense and make them a legit team that can get to the top of the mountain.
Especially
we'll
when they banked the wins, and that's why it is important. Like,
yes.
You know what the Bears remind me of? Can I give you an analogy here? You know when you went out, and you know this, I'm talking to Tom Waddle. You go out, and you drink.
Oh, a game on.
And you drink.
It's on.
And you're having the best time. But then you maybe had another drink, and then another drink. And then by the end of the night, you may not be able to speak or know where you are.
I'm still having a blast.
You know, but then it gets, and then you're like, and then you may have had something bad happen to you, and then you throw up, and you may not have made the toilet, and the next day you're hungover.
Sounds like the Super Bowl party.
You're like, I'm thinking of another night. And then you're like, I'm never drinking again.
Yeah.
I'm never drinking again. Again.
Well, I got back on that bandwagon quick, though.
And then the days go by, a day goes by, maybe 3 days go by, 5 days go by.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you know what? Pass me that Miller Lite.
Yeah, why don't you guys come to my house?
Pass me that Miller Lite.
Yeah.
That's how I am about the Bears right now. Like, okay. I get mad when I see them play in the lack of offense, and I'm mad the day after, even with wins. But by like 7 days later, my hangover is cleared up. And now I'm like, okay, Nick Foles could have his first good game today. Maybe Anthony Miller shows up. Maybe Matt Nagy decides to commit to the run today with David Montgomery.
Could all happen.
Yeah, maybe the line patches it together. So I'm raring to go.
That's fine, and I think that that's fair. But until I see it, I'm still going to have some reservations, and that's where I'm at right now. Like, this team has not... This offense has not put together a 300-yard afternoon or evening since the Falcons game. That was a full month ago. And until I see them be able to do more, there will be moments in time where I will pick against them. Like, again, as I said, when most people were leaning to Tom Brady and the Bucs, I just had a little bit of a feeling. Like, this game is a bad matchup for them. Can they win? Sure. But I think it's more likely that the Rams... where they are strong and the Bears are weak, I think it's going to be a little... I got it close. I got this as a Rams 17-16 win. I got them covering.
Ooh, another ugly game for the nation.
Are you willing to go... Listen, the Rams' defense is more accomplished than their offense. They're fifth in yards per game and fourth in scoring per game or the other way around. I think they're fourth in yards and fifth in total points allowed. They've got 20 sacks. Aaron Donald's got 7 of them. Now, the best approach against a team like the Rams is to run the football at them and make them have to play the run, and it also takes steam out of their pass rush. But when was the last time you saw this Bears team able to establish the running game? So it's just right now it's a bad matchup at the line of scrimmage. I think the Bears, listen, if the Bears defense though comes out and contains the Rams running game and forces them to beat you with Jared Goff dropping back, throwing it 40 times. We've seen that show. It ain't pretty for them. So if you can stop their run, and they're running it effectively. By the way, they may be the most balanced team in all the NFL at this point in the season. I was looking at some of the numbers. I believe that they have run the ball 190 times and thrown it 188 times. So like they're 50-50 with run and pass. If you could shut down or slow down their running game and you can get after Jared Goff with a four-man rush, defensively, there's a good chance they could score a defensive touchdown against this Rams team.
Right.
I just need to see more from their offense. I think this is a tough spot. The Rams, remember, they're coming off a tough loss to the 49ers. It's a bad matchup. I just see this as one of those games where the Bears are going to struggle to score one more point than the opponent.
All right, we'll find out when the Bears win tonight if Waddle will ban that audio from today, tomorrow.
There is no banning of anything.
312-332-3776. I get it. You're in show-me mode. I want to know. We'll talk about that, too. I want to ask you a question about the Bucs, because since the Bears beat the Bucs have put up 76 points, I believe it is, 38 and 38, double 38 of burgers. So we'll get to your calls. What do you think is going to happen tonight? I want you to make some predictions. I've got some bets for you to make, some calls to make. I want to go around the NFL. We've got Steve Levy, the voice of Monday Night Football. Our good friend Steve Levy is going to join us from LA at 3 o'clock. Michael Wilbon's going to be in the First Midwest Bank studio. You can watch it all on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. And we'll replay the segment with Cap from earlier today. It's all coming up.
Felonious.
Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Welcome to everyone listening, watching, interacting in our Twitch channel. It's twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Brand new way to watch and listen.
I think Twitch was the path that let me know that Cap wasn't really happy with today's conversation. I believe there were some people on Twitch that were watching and saw that it wasn't as friendly as maybe he was leading on.
Oh, I wasn't watching, and I knew from just talking down the line to him.
Am I right about that, fellas?
Well, you know, when you watch a game, guys, there are people out there who want to do the body Body language and, yeah. and see how it really is going. Yeah, I think there's a lot of us that were in the Twitch chat this morning and watching the video.
Some uncomfortable body language.
Did not seem to be too happy with you,
the body language was saying, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of Twitchers wanted the camera to stay up during the commercial break. And they wanted to see what was going to happen.
Wrestle.
I was called the enemy the whole show. I on the enemy, which I love. I think it's hilarious. But look, I was told to pack a lunch and told to bring a platoon. Yes, platoon.
Not a pontoon. That's a boat.
I'd rather be on a pontoon, drink some beer. That's a good day.
Maybe the two of you can get on a pontoon boat sometime. Maybe he thinks your takes are out to sea, and that's why he wants you on a pontoon.
Rocky waters, so maybe you ought to be on.
I have no problem with him as a per. Cap is one of the great people in the world.
Sweetheart of a guy.
Sweetheart of. His takes
crappy
suck.
Crappy quarterback takes.
Yeah, his takes suck. That's all I have an issue with. Not him, not at all.
He poops in a bag and puts it on your stoop and lights it on fire, and then you do it.
It's an old move. 312-332-3776.
You ever tried it?
Boys, what do you think? Do you guys believe that the Bears were the reason why the Bucks looked like they looked on Thursday Night Football? Or is it more of what you were saying, Waddle, where was the time and the place? Because since the Bears beat the Bucks, they've put up 38-38. And
they scored 45 yesterday.
But 45
the
then. They ended up with 45.
Yeah.
38 against Green Bay, 45 yesterday against the Raiders. Those are not easy games. Those are the Green Bay Packers who at the time were up 10-0. They were undefeated.
Yeah.
And they put up 38.
I like the Raiders team, too.
Yeah, they go on the road, and the Raiders have shown themselves well so far this year. And then you allow them to score 45. So what do you think? I mean, should we look at the Bucks game and say, look, when our Bears team has their stuff together, their defense is still premier, and if the offense just does enough when Nick Foles led them on that big drive?
Listen, I think what it tells you is when you've got a defense like this that can change the momentum of a game instantaneously with big plays, you can win any of these games. I'm not so sure if that Bears team at that time and that Bucks team at that time would have played 10 games. It would have been Bears win the majority of them, but you don't play a series in the NFL. You play them one at a time. And you got an opportunity to play Tom Brady. They were a little shorthanded in terms of their wide receivers. Tom Brady had a brain cramp. Bears defense came to play. Nick Foles made plays when he had to. It all equaled, you know, a Bears victory. It's just there are still some issues that need to be, like, when you look at that Bucks team and they lose, do you think Bruce Arians is panicking? No, because his defense is really, really good. He's got Tom Brady and he's got a group of offensive weapons inside that huddle that they just need to get a little healthier and they need to work together for some more time. I don't feel as confident that the Bears' offense is going to find their stride as much as the Bucks finding their stride. That's what I need to see before I get really, really, really excited. You know, I mean, I've told you forever, I'll ride with this defense twice on Sunday, three times on Monday. I mean, I'll ride with them. In 2020, look at some of the crappy defenses out there. You saw two of them last night on teams that both have winning records.
Right.
The Cardinals, they don't have a healthy defense, and they're not good. No Chandler Jones. Who, by the way, has more sacks in the last 4 years than any pass rusher in all of football.
Pretty crazy.
And that's a Seahawks defense that is non-existent as well. So you play good defense the way this Bears defense will. You make enough plays on offense, and you're going to win. Be average on offense, and you're going to win many more than you lose.
Yes, be average. Robert in Woodridge, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Robert?
Hey, guys. I think the Bucks-Bears game was one of the most penalized games so far this year for any two teams. And the headbutt that the center got called on was pretty soft. And we're lucky that the Kyle Fuller thing was a fumble and not an incomplete pass. So, I mean, that game could have really gone differently for all the games we've had so far. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not picking the Bears to win this game. And by the way, in that game, the Bucks had 11 penalties for 109 yards. The Bears had 6 for 66 yards.
Yeah, the Bucks.
I'm not going to be surprised. Listen, Jared Goff doesn't want any part of this Bears pass rush. Doesn't want any part of it. We've seen that the last 2 years. I believe it. The last two seasons, Jared Goff against this Bears defense, zero touchdowns, five interceptions. Am I right, guys? I don't think he's thrown a touchdown pass against this Bears defense in the last 2 years.
Worse than Mitch's stats against the Rams
yes,
the last 2 years.
He doesn't want any part of being the guy that has to drop back 35 times and throw it against this Bears defense. That's why it is imperative that the Bears defense shuts down that running game. Because everything they do on offense revolves around them running the football, and then here comes the play action, and then you got the defense on their heels a little, and then they can hit you over the top. You slow down their running game. You force Goff to beat you through the air by throwing it 35 or 40 times, and you got them where you want them. And the Bears defense can do that if they don't play a really dominant game, which is asking a lot of the Bears defense to come out every single game and be the best unit of the four, actually the six, your offense, your defense, and your special teams, and their offense, their defense, and their special teams. If for whatever reason the Bears defense isn't the best unit on the field, the offense has got to pick up the slack. Can they do that? That's still a question that needs to be answered against better teams.
George in Old Town, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Georgie.
Hey, my God, friends. I believe that the Bears are going to break out tonight. They should have had 28 points in the last game. They got there out there early. I believe in Matt. He'll put the ingredients together. He's got the tools. The defense will shine. I'm taking the Bears with 3.5 and the over, and it's going to be a big offensive game, and you're going to be saying, wow, why did Matt do this before?
Wow. I don't Matt hear Fonte. Many guy people go, Matt Nagy. Oh. I don't hear many people going over, but I'm
by the way, they scored 23 last week against the Panthers, and that was with a short field. Their first touchdown was a 3-play, 7-yard drive. So I still need to see more. I hope what George just said comes to fruition. Like, we said this, Sylvie, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. What do you got? You got your quarterback. You've got your coaching staff. You've got the offensive playbook open. Let's see what you got. And you see what you got.
You've had a couple of long weeks here, too. You know, coming off of Thursday night football, you had a long week to get ready for the Panthers. Yes. You know, now you get the extra day with Monday night football. You've had some extra time to try to right a lot of your wrongs offensively.
So let's do this. Let's get some offensive improvement. You know, this would be a signature win for them this year. Like the other ones.
Well, Tampa's a signature win, is it not?
It is, but it just
why?
I want to see them win with an offense that can gain more than 260 yards. Give me average. Give me 350 yards and 23 plus points, and I'll feel better about that.
Would you rather the Bears win tonight 16-12 and the offense musters 228 yards? And they run the ball 12 times, but they win 16-12. Or would you rather lose 28-27?
Who are you, Nick Foles?
And the offense comes alive, and Matt finds a running game.
What, do you want to win ugly or lose pretty? I'd rather win ugly, but right. There comes a day when you have to pay the piper for that. There will come a day when that offense that's racking up 260 and 19 per game, they're going to be asked to do more, and they're not going to deliver. So let's start delivering more now, and I think your confidence will improve. I can't believe that all of a sudden now, because you beat the Panthers 23-16 and you stopped them after you gave them an opportunity to tie that game with a final drive, that now all of a sudden you may feel like they've turned the corner. I'm not there yet.
Personally. No, I don't feel they've turned the corner. I don't love the Rams.
I don't either.
You know, like you've always said, this isn't a pick like for this or against something or for this. My pick is because of the Bears defense cooking. Now I got some Khalil Mack worries tonight. You know me, I like to worry. Like, we know when Khalil Mack has been on that injury report, and it flared up while you were gone. He went from a full participant to non-participant to then the last day of practice when they barely do anything, just a what is it, like a semi-participant? He's questionable. I know he's going to play. I'd put all my money down that he's going to play. But will he play like Khalil Mack played the last two or three games since he's been off the injury report with the bad knee? You know, these first couple of games, even though he had some pressures, he wasn't wreaking havoc like the guy that we know. And it seems like there's been that underlying injury issue. If this back isn't 100%, can he show out like he's shown out before against the Rams?
It's a good question. I'm going to remain confident in him. But like last year, what did Khalil do last year against them? I don't even see. Do I see him on the stat sheet?
He usually plays well again on the nationally televised games. But we know last year's numbers were down. We always wondered, hey, is there sort of this underlying injury? Remember when they wouldn't early in the year, they wouldn't play him early, all the snaps. He was on the sideline during a lot of the drives. And we said, what's going on? Or then once he was on the injury report with the knee injury this year, we're like, hey, where's the Khalil Mack?
Well, this is what I think they do, because I think their coach game plans for specific situations more than others. Last year, would you be surprised to know, and maybe you wouldn't because the Bears offense could never get on track, and the Rams ended up winning that game 17-7. Goff threw it 18 times. They ran it 34 times. I would be surprised if a similar game plan was not used again this year, where they're not going to expose Goff to Mack and Hicks and Quinn coming off the edge, because we all know all quarterbacks are affected by pressure. Some are affected more than others. Goff is in that category, in my opinion, of being affected more than others. So my expectation is they're going to run it more than they throw it to.
And Waddle, you looked at the box score. You didn't see Khalil Mack. He played. He had no tackles, no sacks in that contest. So the offensive line took care of business against Khalil Mack last year.
And this offensive line, I think it's better this year and it's healthier than they've been the last couple of years. So
yeah, it's just another worry that I've got for tonight. 312-332-3776. Let's go around the room offensively. I wrote down some questions. We used to do the whole 20 questions thing. These aren't just yes or no questions, but I have most of the questions geared for the offense. I want to ask all you guys coming up next.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
The phone number to participate, 312-332-3776. It's Bears and Rams tonight. ESPN Monday Night Football. We'll have Steve Levy on in a half hour from Los Angeles. So I've got some offensive questions for you guys. We'll go around the room.
Like you're going to offend us? Or?
Well, it's been both. Our offense has been offensive. And You know, we understand that there hasn't been a lot of chemistry.
By the way, the crappy Jags scored 29 yesterday. Can we score 29?
On that same field.
I'm just saying. Can we, right, you know, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, can we get a 29-point output?
I know. It's
the Browns scored 37. The Bengals scored 34. Can I get 34?
Right. And Joe Burrow, what kind of chemistry did Joe Burrow get to work up with the Bengals players?
Not much.
You know, he had the same sort of training camp. He's a rookie. He's never played a game.
Washington scored 25 points yesterday. Can I get 25? Okay, if they score 25 points tonight, they win by a touchdown.
I'm so sick of Dallas, too. Like, I'm not going to do it and talk about them. I'm sick of them. I'm sick of them being talked about all offseason. Dak, Dak, Dak. Dak goes out. They're still talking about him. Now they suck. They're still talking about him. Just enough with Dallas.
By the way, how's that Justin Herbert kid?
He's so good. So good early. And I know, like, some people have had good starts, and then we've seen it with RG3, but
all right, I'm done with my random football thoughts. Go to your questions.
No, it's good. All right, boys. So these are not yes and no questions. These are all question marks that we have about our Bears, period. Predictions. Around the horn we go. Total rushing yards for the Bears tonight.
Oof. Rams give up 4.5 yards per carry. You can run it against them. I'm going to say 60 yards rushing.
What was Carolina? You
know what?
A breakout game.
Timeout. I'm kicking that up 5. 65 yards rushing.
Nice.
They know they have to run it. You cannot drop back on them. They've sacked 20 quarterbacks. Run the ball. Run it. 65 yards running.
Total rushing attack. This is also with a random run here from a trick play. You know how they like to do all that. This isn't just David Montgomery. This is the whole rushing
attack. By the way, you got a kick out of that. Do you realize the worst rushing team in football is the Houston Texans, and they average 85 rushing yards a game? I gave you 65, and you were like, no way.
No, I was laughing when you said, I started to laugh because you're like, the Rams don't stop the run. Neither did Carolina, still didn't decide to run the ball.
You're right. I'm going 65, and that would be 20 yards less than the worst rushing team averages on any given Sunday.
Black Abdallah, what do you guys have?
Give me 101, Bob.
Whoa! 101.
Not bad.
That's a winner.
Yep, they run the football.
That's a winner.
Montgomery gets 20 carries. Matt Nagy proves that he is a decent play caller. Wow. They run the football. The defense shows
Nagy may have a diarrhea attack and have to go inside for a quarter for that
to happen. Did you say a diary or a diarrhea?
Diarrhea attack. Yes. He may have to have a stomach ailment to go inside to give up play calling duties for David Montgomery to actually get 20 carries.
Some defense and run the football. Let's do this. Monday night, Bears. Let's go.
Abdallah, what do you got?
Are we playing Price is Right rules?
No, just give me your predictions.
I was going to say 1 yard, Bob.
No, just give me your predictions.
1 yard. 1 yard,
because I've got predictions, too. I'm going to give you a number.
I'm going to say it's sub 75 yards.
All right, so you're with Waddle.
I'm with Waddle. Yeah, I'm sub 75
yards. And I'm right in the middle of all you guys. I'm going 83 yards for the Bears rushing attack.
Bears.
So now let's zoom in on David Montgomery. Waddle, you said 60 yards total for the rushing
65.
Attack.
65. I kicked it up 5.
65. How much for Montgomery?
53.
Black?
73.
Abdallah?
42 yards, Bob.
42. Oh.
Do you know his numbers so far?
Not great, Bob.
They're not great. I mean, like, they were
averaging about 60 yards a game?
50 yards a game. He's got 305 rushing yards. He went for 64, 82, 45, 27, 29, 58.
Oof, see, I got 69.
Nice. See, Bleck paints a great picture of him, of Nagy finally getting it and running the ball 400 times and over 100 yards. Ooh. But we know what happens. They drop the game plan, and it's and Nagy has it all painted out for him. And what does he do? He strips off his clothes, he paints himself up, and he runs right through it and tags a BU on it. So you can say everything you want to. We know how this is going to go. Now, this is their identity. Their identity is they don't run.
Listen, I mean, I know the ball's coming out with Nick, but the last thing you want him to do is stand behind that offensive line and throw it 40 times. You just don't want to do that.
Right. Let's go to Foles, okay? You can give me a number, but the way I phrase the question is, will Nick Foles, and I don't believe he's done so all year, will Nick Foles throw for 250 yards or higher?
He's averaging 219.
Right. And what's his high? Like 249?
249 against Indy. A lot of that was garbage.
Right. Will Nick Foles, think about what you just said with Gardner Minshew, with Joe Burrow, with Justin Herbert.
No, he won't.
They're lining it up like a video game in Arizona, like it's an arena league game in that game. All I'm asking you guys, will Nick Foles throw for 250 yards?
No, why would I say yes if I haven't seen it? I'll be late to that party. It's a pass rush. Again, they've sacked 20 quarterbacks. They've got Jalen Ramsey in their secondary. It's an opportunistic group. No, I don't think they'll be able. I hope I'm wrong, but
you got
I don't
a number
think 250.
For me? Give me a number.
218.
You got David Montgomery with 65 yards and 218 for Foles.
Who the hell do you think these guys are? Have you been watching the Chiefs wearing Bears uniforms?
They average 18 points a game with Foles.
I mean, they were 29th in the league this year in yards per game.
Woo!
After yesterday's slate of games, they're 29th. They average 313 yards and 23 points a game.
Black, what do you got? Over 250? 50 or older.
We are going under. The Rams passing game is giving up only 209 yards per game to teams. So I think they will go under. But remember, they're going to have to run the football. So for the Bears passing, give me that 206.
206. Wow. What do you got, Abdallah? That's a low so far.
Bottle space.
199, Bob.
Wow. Even lower. I'm going 233.
You got to run the ball, Sylvie. Got to run the ball.
Yeah, you're
going
to have
to run against them.
We're all under.
I don't think any. I think Bleck's the only one that has them with over 300 yards, right? Yeah. Like, I got him for 220. Yeah. What did I say? 218 and 65. Right, like, I still have him under 300 yards.
So I got a 308.
And that's why I have.
I've got him just over 300 yards, like 302,
and
I think.
Sadly, again, I hope I'm wrong. And if I am, I will come out here tomorrow and I will be fully apologetic. I don't like the matchup. I just don't. I don't like
you want another one?
Yes.
Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks, Robert Quinn. Give me the total sacks from the fearsome threesome.
They had zero sacks of Goff last year.
Well, Hicks was out too, right?
I think
during when Hicks was out?
Yeah.
I'll say
Quinn's a former Ram too.
I'll say 2.5.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, okay. Okay.
By the way, tonight is the Leonard Floyd revenge game. Just
I know, and
I've got
a question for but I have that on my list because I've got a couple of those questions for you on their defense. I'm going 3 on this. I'm going a sack apiece.
If that's the case, again, you are painting a picture for the Bears to win. There's
no doubt.
Yes.
I don't believe in Goff.
I don't either.
Boys?
They protect Goff pretty well. On this season, he's only been sacked 1.2 times per game.
Seven times total this year.
But I'm with you, Sylvie. Three. Three's the number. I think they get to Goff, maybe a strip sack, turnover, short field. The Bears can score. Remember that run game. I'll give you 3.
All right, Abdallah, you painted a bleak picture, but you've got them winning.
I painted a bleak offensive picture, my friend. In 2019,
is that
Goff...
friend? FRIENDT.
DT, yes, friend.
Yes.
Like Went. Like
Wendt.
George Went.
Wendt.
Like George Went, my
Print.
Friend. The Rams beat the Bears in 2019. Goff was only under pressure 3 passing plays. When the Bears beat the Rams in 2018, Goff was under pressure on 25 of his 48 dropbacks.
Wow.
So
you know what we call that?
Adjustments?
Yes. And that's what Sean McVay has done.
So the recipe is to get to him. I say 2 sacks, 5 hurries, my friends.
Wow. Okay. Like, that's the kind of stuff we would like to be sitting here going, yeah, did you see what our guy did?
It's
did
listen,
you see what we, our
listen.
Guy did? He made those adjustments at halftime and boom.
My recipe, the picture I'm painting is not a beautiful picture, but it's going to be a win.
312-332-3776. What picture are you painting for our Bears? I've got more questions. I want to hear from your answers as well. Monday Night Football, we've got Steve Levy coming up at 3 o'clock. I've got Wilbon coming in the studio. You can watch us on Twitch. We've got a great Bears Monday for you as they play on Monday Night Football.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
How about a shout out to your former teammate and a guy who continues to kick ass as a head coach in the National Football League.
I was going to do it in Waddle's world, but seems more appropriate to do it before that.
Yeah, and it's worth repeating then, because when you ring that bell, it's not a club that either of us have asked to be in, but like it's one of your proudest moments of your lifetime. When you ring the bell, when you finish your chemo, it's one of the most joyous and feelings of accomplishment you've ever had in anything you've done, no matter if you feel like you've accomplished a ton. And Ron Rivera has accomplished a ton, but he posted a picture today of him ringing that bell as he wraps up his chemo for his recent cancer diagnosis.
So good to see. It was so good to see. He's a fantastic football guy. He's a better guy. Away from the field.
And the Bears, to their credit too, dropped off a little care package at my house with the shirts. Remember those pink shirts
Yes.
that they do every year? And they gave us a couple pairs of these a few years ago when we did that show, the Cubby Bear North, when Jay joined us.
Yes.
And they dropped off at my doorstep. Real Bears fans.
The good people up at Hallis Hall as well.
Yes. Scott and the entire PR crew. So
did you get a visor?
No visor. Okay. No.
Visor life different now?
Visor life is different.
Different?
Now, yes.
Okay. It's working for Oakland. It didn't yesterday, but for the most part, that Oakland offense, that's a visor offense.
I still like my head coach. I don't love our offensive coordinator. Okay. That's been the issue.
I think that, again, real quick, I think we talked about this last week. If the offense doesn't make decent strides, and I mean, you know, pretty decent strides before the bye week, which is the game after Minnesota, I wouldn't be shocked. Maybe I would be shocked, but I think it would be a good question and maybe a good decision to hand off play calling duties to somebody else if, in fact, the next 4 weeks do not produce much better results on offense.
Tony and Carol Stream, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. We're great.
My scenario for possibility in this game is that we might see Trubisky. If any game might get, or any team might get Foles hurt with the way our offensive line has been playing, is this defense. So my thing is that we might see Trubisky tonight.
I don't know that you want to see him against this team. He has not played well against this team. If you remember last season, he got benched. And if you remember the 2018 game, that didn't go so well for him either. He was 16 of 30 for 110 yards, one touchdown, and three interceptions.
I'm not saying that I want to see him. I'm just saying there's possibility to get into the game.
Okay.
I'm just saying. All right, guys. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Letting me on.
Thanks, Tony.
Look, how do you slow down Aaron Donald? Do you get him from moving side to side?
How do you get him to move side to side?
No, you go two quarterback set.
Oh, stop
You
it.
Pass the ball between Foles and Trubisky.
No. You run the ball at him. That's what you do. You make him play the run as well as the pass. That's the best way to slow down a pass rush.
Will we see Mitch Trubisky on the field tonight in a Matt Nagy trick play? I say yes. We haven't seen that yet.
No
he wants
shot.
To give
no,
him an attaboy so. On no national
shot.
TV.
Why would you want to do that? No, you're not. No listen, shot. He's that. The days of boosting Mitch's confidence are gone.
It's bad enough they brought him back to the scene of the crime where he cried last year.
That's why he wants to.
No.
He wants to get him back on the horse.
You may see him, and the caller may be right. I mean, this is a pretty vicious crew up front. I mean, and Nick Foles is not afraid to stand in that pocket, which means he's going to take some licks. So.
Jerry's on 57. Hey, Jerry, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
We're good.
Hey, I'm just curious. What's the over-under on Johnson getting attacked, targeted, and how many times he's going to get burned? Because it seems like every game he should change his name to Toast because he gets burned so much.
Really?
Are you talking about Jalen Johnson? The rookie?
No way. He's bad.
Ooh, no, I disagree. I humbly disagree. I mean, listen.
What happened in the Detroit game when they should have had a touchdown and get burned that game?
Well,
what happened in the Giants game where the pass interference was actually pass interference on him, but, you know, we got to call that game. We could very well have two losses because of him.
Yeah, I think like all cornerbacks, nobody's going to not get beat. There are going to be Jalen Ramsey will get beat every now and again. Really good cornerbacks get beat. Kyle Fuller gets beat at times. And he's a rookie. Like, he has not been perfect. But I think he's been an asset as opposed to a liability, even as a rookie.
Jerry, thanks. Don't forget, Kyle Fuller was in the doghouse after his pretty good rookie year under Vic, and they didn't tender him. With corners, it takes a bit. Pina Tillman in the beginning of his career, it took a little bit. And Jalen Johnson, I don't think it's taken that long. Yes, he's going to get burnt because, like, I think you brought it up, Waddle, that guys are going to target him more than Kyle Fuller.
No
so.
Doubt.
Yeah, and for what he's done with no training camp, we had him on the show last week. I think Jalen Johnson has acquitted himself pretty well.
Yeah, I think he's been very good. I by no means am I suggesting that he's perfect. He leads the team in passes defended with 9. Still waiting for his first interception, but I think he's. I don't think there's a rookie corner that's played better than him. I mean, I think he's played as well as most rookies. I you know, defensively, I don't know exactly, you know, who all the first round picks are, but I think as a second round pick, you got your money's worth with him so far.
Will Anthony Miller show up tonight? We'll discuss that. We'll talk about Leonard Floyd's game, but coming up in just 2 short minutes, we have the voice of Monday Night Football. It's our old buddy, Steve Levy's calling the game tonight in Los Angeles, and you'll hear from him, give you a Bears preview in 2 short minutes.